This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Needed in an appropriate window for the extension through April 30th. But I want to be clear, the extension almost certainly won't be the last we have to say about how we protect the safety of our people of our state.
Well north now of two times the fatalities, blessed fatalities that we suffered in New Jersey on 9/11. We know that this number is the worst of all to report to you. And I have to tell you, it does not get any easier on us or any of you to speak these numbers or to hear them.
This has been more devastating because this was a complete shutdown for now over 1 month of everything. And on the numbers, this is much more consequential for the economy than 9/11.
We have the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, the governor of New Jersey, Murphy, you heard in between, and of course a familiar voice of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. The economics of this pandemic, the loss of life, and the loss of what we do day to day, the hugging, the touching, the social closeness. Instead, it's all about social distancing and Zooming. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, what a week it's been. Sadly, I always start with the numbers. I tell you about the good numbers, the recovered. The deaths were almost at that 17,000 mark, and by the end of tomorrow, it's presumed we will certainly be there and surpass it, but 16,680 as of right now. That's the number of deaths, and that's an updated total I got about 15 minutes ago. Recovered from this is the United States, 25,900 confirmed cases, 468,703. Purposely, you heard the governors that you heard because those areas have been hit so hard. You heard Governor Murphy say that the totals in New Jersey have surpassed what happened after 9/11 when they looked for people that were gone, that were no longer, that have perished. And, of course, Whitmer talking about everything from getting enough PPE to getting enough coin with the stimulus and what are people going to do, and Cuomo's concerns. The same, really, across the board. 16 million plus now jobless. That's the claims anyway, because everybody filing for unemployment, they expect that will get a little bit worse. Trust me, in this show, we're going to lift you up. I'm going to tell you about a woman in New York who is helping so many of those healthcare workers, those on the front line, by delivering food to them. And we're also going to talk about PPE and getting PPE and somebody who's making some big strides in that department as well. And in this show, I'm going to introduce you to someone who survived COVID-19 and somebody else who's propping up small businesses, including her own, by including them all in a package of goodies to unite the community. And so many people have done that. If they have the resources, they're getting the takeout. They're driving up and picking up food. They're buying food for neighbors and having it sent, having it grub-hubbed over, you know, so that's kind of Ubering the food over to the neighbor. A lot of wonderful, wonderful things are happening in the middle of this horrific, horrific pandemic that has no end yet at this point. So I mentioned the U.S. debt. deaths. And, you know, this all started, you have to remember, back on February 29. That was a 58-year-old man near Seattle, became the first death. Seems like ages ago, doesn't it? And so much of that because we are staying at home, doing our social distancing and whatnot. So time, even if you're busy, seems to tick a lot slower, doesn't it? Oof. New York is certainly the number one hot spot. At least 161,799 cases reported, over 7,000 dead. Cuomo can't wrap his head around that, and that's what he said earlier on Thursday. 7,000 people, 7,067 have died since March 14th, when in New York it was the death of an 82-year-old woman that was announced as the first. And Louisiana, I say this all the time, boy, I think about you and I think of the good times in New Orleans, and I see Governor John Bel Edwards, who says that the state is facing a shortage of ventilators and protective equipment for healthcare workers, and that's scary because how can they possibly be working with people who need to be on ventilators and need to be intubated, and which is the most dangerous critical point of somebody getting infected, by the way, who's working on you, but so necessary for perhaps the survival of that person. So I'll give you a couple of the top states that I mentioned. New York, I mentioned, since April 8th, they've gone up 13% as far as deaths and confirmed cases per 100,825. New Jersey, same thing, confirmed cases, 575. 19 deaths per 100,000 people. That's the measuring stick I'm using, and it's up 14%. Louisiana, you just heard me mention there. Same thing, they're up plus 8, and 392 confirmed cases. Michigan, 4 on the list, 216 per 100,000. They're up 12%. And we'll see where this all washes. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody who was a former Californian. I lived in California, about what's going on with California, because the numbers aren't as awful when you look at it. But remember, the governor of California was the first to issue the statewide stay-at-home order in March, March 19th, to try to stop the spread of it that had already hit San Francisco and the greater Los Angeles area. The other governors, with the social distancing and stay-at-home and all that, was after that. So there is something to that, and we know that because we hear this constantly said from the White House about staying at home and practicing washing hands and the masks and everything else that could possibly prevent that spread. And that's what we're really, really looking for. All right, I told you the ugly numbers about the unemployed. Did you know that nearly 70% of small businesses have applied for loans? But here's the thing, and of course there's confusion as to who's getting them or not. Have checks been cut? Are they getting phone calls to process loans? Are people who are in the gig economy, are they getting any of the money? So that's a big number. And remember the new emergency loan, getting an emergency loan through that program, it was $349 billion that was up for grabs, I'll call it. But the Small Business Administration hasn't released the info yet showing how many businesses have gotten the funds, and they haven't answered some of the basic questions about what's happening with the program. So I think there's lots of frustration there. All right, you're going to love our next guest. What she's doing in New York is heartwarming, warming rather, and vital. So stay with us. You want to hear her story.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
New York City, think about this, what's happening in New York and the surrounding areas, is a woman that I think is doing just a tremendous thing to make the world a better place, not to mention where she is, her part of the world. But Deepti Sharma joins us, and she's the founder and CEO of a company called Food to Eat. And when I met her months ago at an event for Bank of America, we were talking about what she was doing that was so fascinating. She's helping immigrant women and minority-owned businesses book catering jobs with some really big companies that we know, Warby Parker and The Skim and Microsoft, etc. And now imagine you're in this situation. Things are going pretty good. The word's starting to really even spread, and there's some volume. And then we get hit with a pandemic. Deepti, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be able to connect with you again.
So first let's talk about your company and then the amazing thing you're doing, raising money to purchase meals from restaurants that you partner with and then donating the food to people who really need it. But let's tell people more about your company and how you founded it and what you have seen.
Yeah, absolutely. So Food to Eat, as I'm having conversations on non-pandemic days, generally works with, it's a crazy statement, but a lot of our businesses are kind of going through this, but we work with in the restaurant industry, and we partner with over 100 local restaurants that are either immigrant, woman, or minority run, led, or managed, and we essentially help them book catering opportunities at these large corporate offices. For a number of reasons, but the two main things are, we see that diversity and inclusion is always looked at through the lens of hiring, and we wanted to help these, usually they're underrepresented businesses to get into these large offices. And so, you know, we help these companies think about diversity and inclusion through the lens of food and beverage, using their, you know, purchasing power to invest in local businesses and create a more inclusive environment once they've hired, you know, all these amazing people. How do you bring food that's representative of the people you've hired and where they're from? And so when we started hearing in early March that people were canceling conferences and Amazon was doing work from home, we realized that we were eventually going to get hit. When and how, you know, hard we would get hit, we didn't realize. But, you know, the week of, like, March 10th, we, you know, started seeing almost every order of ours canceled that was placed for the month of March and April. And we went down to zero revenue on Friday, March 13th. And the next day, you know, like, I was talking to my husband. I was like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with our business. I don't know what's going to happen with the restaurant industry. And it was really, like, freaking us both out because it's an industry we both love. It's an industry that we've been working in for so long. And I realized that the only thing that I could do was take the energy that I had and put it towards giving back to my community that's allowed me to create a business in it. And so I started this fundraiser on March 14th, and to date we've raised $20,000 plus dollars on our own. And now, you know, we're just trying to see what we can do to help the underserved communities that, you know, people aren't paying attention to. Even, you know, the people that we're feeding, we're looking at hospitals in Brooklyn and Queens and saying, you know, which hospitals don't have the resources. And, you know, frankly, the eyeballs, right? Like, who's being covered in the media? It's you know, where people are generally, where are places that are mostly accessible. And so for us, like, it's important to really think about that. And that dynamic of underrepresented, underserved communities and try to feed them. So whether it's frontline workers or we're even reaching out to public schools and saying, like, hey, do you have families that can't go outside and get grab-and-go lunches or meals because they're sick? Let us deliver contactless deliveries to each of their homes. And so we're trying to really be conscious of, like, who we're trying to service right now.
Yeah, wow, and tremendous what you're doing for the community. And you said it, it's the community that you're in, that you've built this business in, and when you get to zero, you realize it's great. You look at your husband and boom, you think, well, who can we serve? How fulfilling has that been to you?
I mean, you know, obviously, like, trying to help people is always fulfilling, right? It's like the best thing you can do as an individual is give back. But to me, more than anything else, it's just like, you know, I've grown up in this industry. I have family that own restaurants. I worked in restaurants. I mean, I learned how to drink wine at a restaurant. I mean, I remember working at my parents' restaurant and they had a sommelier that, like, you know, weeknights after, you know, after I'd graduated in college, my parents were like, well, here's another thing that you can learn about the industry and how this works. And why don't you, you know, bus and waiter. And then at night I would learn, you know, more. I was just interested. And so just like little things like that were really just like, interesting for me, right? Like how restaurants aren't just a place to consume, right? Restaurants are a place to experience, right? That's why we go to restaurants, not because we just want to eat something. We can make food at home, but we want the experience of having a glass of wine that's paired with our food, and especially in Indian food, that was really, you know, different and new when my parents started. And so all of those things were really kind of coming back to me and, you know, how hard it was for my parents to start and how, you know, their hustle was my hustle and their hustle is the hustle of, you know, thousands and millions of people that represent this industry. It's almost, I think I've heard anywhere from 11 to 12 million people depend on the restaurant industry and a lot of them have lost their jobs. And so for me, it was just like, I have to do anything I can, even if it's, you know, something really small. Even if I had raised just $1,000 or $10, that's money raised that can help someone in need. So, you know, I hope that people can kind of take inspiration from what we're doing in New York and try to do this in their own communities because at the end of the day, no act is too small or too big to be able to help a community out, right? I think it takes each and every single one of us to do something to make a change and a difference.
Yeah, wow, so well said. And for you, with your family there in New York City, and of course, you're being heard not just in the tri-state area, but around the United States, paint the picture for us. What's it like?
So, New York is interesting. So I live in Queens, and, you know, I'm avoiding leaving. You know, I walk around a little bit in our neighborhood in Queens, even then, like, social distancing as much as possible. You know, just not even trying to walk on the same side of the street that somebody else might be on. But it's crazy, right? I'm talking to our restaurant owners, and they're all hustling. When we give them these orders, they're just really hustling, and they're trying to be as hopeful as possible. But one of the biggest things that we're going to see, as I have a ton of conversations with people trying to work on rescue and relief efforts, is that there's going to be a problem in labor. You know, as many restaurants are open right now, eventually they're going to have to shut down because either the fear is going to increase. And the fear is already there, right? But
yeah,
people are going to start getting sick. You know, I have family in the medical world. You know, I have my mother-in-law is a PA. My sister-in-law is a doctor, and so is my brother. And, you know, they're eventually going to get sick, and I hope that they don't. But given that they're in the hospitals being exposed constantly, it's something that, you know, is just an eventual problem. And so, which is why you hear the governors of every state basically trying to say that we need every medical worker possible. Even if you're not a doctor, nurse, or PA, like, we want to make sure that we have as much, you know, ammo, quote unquote, to help fight this virus. And so I think that that's going to be one of the biggest things, especially in New York. And as I talk to family members everywhere around the country, we're the epicenter, but this is slowly going to pass on because people have left New York to go back to their respective homes, and people have traveled. And so New York is seeing it now, but, you know, slowly the rest of the country is going to start seeing it, and I hope not as bad as us. But, yeah, it's scary. You know, people are scared, in fear, and trying to be hopeful all at the same time. It's like a roller coaster of emotions for every single one of us each day.
Wow. So if people want to help in what we were talking about, that you've got some campaign set up, that you've got a GoFundMe and an iFundWomen campaign, right? They can go there. How do they get there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can just go to iFundWomen and quickly search our initiatives. And we have a GoFundMe page as well. So they both are still up and existing. But if you follow us on Instagram, our handle is Food to Eat, and it's, you know, we're updating, like, the folks that we're feeding. Our links are already up there, so if you follow us on all channels at Food to Eat, you'll be able to find everything that we're doing.
All right, then you can find out more also about the wonderful things you're doing when we get back to it. DT Sharma, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you, and keep doing the great things you're doing in the world.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the health care controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And guess what? Virtual mail is flying around all over the place. Congrats to all of you because you have found me at katedelaneyradio.com and sent in your thoughts. This one from Tom. Kate, I hate tornadoes. As a kid, I was fascinated by them, but now that I've been surrounded by them and barely escaped their stranglehold in Tennessee, I hate it when they say expect some wild weather. So there was some of that, and there were thunderstorms, and there were potential tornadoes that were hovering above. And I'll tell you what, our friends in Indiana the other day got a little bit of that, as they had a couple of towns that saw some damage from a possible tornado, and they know what that's like, and we know what that's like in Tennessee. What in the world is going on? Aren't we getting closer to the first day of summer? First day of summer? Not yet. Down. Yeah, it's not summer yet. So severe weather is expected for Easter weekend in Louisiana, your state of Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Texas had a lot of hailstorms and thunderstorms, and in fact, lightning smashed into a gas line and exploded it near San Antonio, a town specifically called Atkins, just east of San Antonio. And the people, of course, had to be evacuated. And then you had people without power, over 31,000, which is never fun, right? Oh, the power's out. Yikes. And then you had snow. There was snow. Yeah. And you know where the snow was? It wasn't in the south. The heavy snowstorm came down on our friends in Maine and parts of New England. And it's really kind of that mix, the rain and snowy mix thing on Thursday afternoon, and they had cold air. And, you know, you forget, I mean, we're talking about April 9th, and in parts of the Northeast and in parts of, especially when you're talking about, you know, further up toward Maine and northern New England, there is always the potential for snow in April. That's not completely unprecedented or shocking, I guess. We'll put it that way. All right, let's move to the main topic, of course, COVID-19. And this one is from Blake, who listens to us in New Orleans. And he said, Kate, I love it when you say you like Louisiana because we like you. And it's sad to see what's happened to my peeps, that so many people find themselves in what is like a war zone, trying to figure out if they have COVID-19, is their test, should they go to the hospital. And I'm 30 years old, and some of my friends have had symptoms. And then we think, well, maybe we think we just have symptoms. And I'll tell you, this can really mess with your mind. Do you find that? Oh, I think it can mess with your mind. They're talking about you know, people who struggle with anxiety, it's really tough right now. But just in general, because people have cabin fever, and then if you are paying attention to a lot of what's going on, which is good to know, and I've said that, you need to know the specifics. When you start to hear it, and you start to hear some of the stories, there is that you can take some of that on. And, I mean, I don't know, raise your hand. Have you ever had a fever, and then you think, oh, my gosh, I have a dry throat, and I have a fever, and that's one of the main things they say. And I can tell you one thing. When we get back to whatever the new normal is, and it's not going to be 100% back to what it was, it's just going to be a different way of life. Are we going to be wearing masks? Certainly traveling by airplane, they're going to knock out the middle row. Yay! I mean, I guess that's a good thing, right? Nobody wants to sit in the middle seat. They're going to knock out the middle row because you'd be too close, at least in the beginning. But I heard from somebody that there is a very good chance, at least in the beginning of, okay, now you can come out of your houses. If you're traveling, they'll take temperature. That in the future, they'll take everybody's temperature. It'll just be that quick thing where they hit you up. And then I thought about this. You know, sometimes people run hot. You know how they say people run hot and cold? And people can have a fever, and it has nothing to do with that. So I don't know. That would be interesting, because I guess they would pull you aside and say you can't get on the plane, and then what do? Get a room in the city where you are, and I don't know. That could be a tough policy, but I can see it happening, because where are you most vulnerable? When you're close together, where would you be really vulnerable? You'd be very, very vulnerable on an airplane. All right, this one is from Harry, who says, Kate, I have emailed you many, many times, and I've never made it on the airwaves. I hope this time I'll make it on the airwaves. You're on! And I wanted to know what you knew about Linda Tripp. Linda Tripp. She was the one who exposed, so to speak, Bill Clinton, that whole scandal. And she just died, which I think is why you're bringing that up. But she recorded the conversations with Monica Lewinsky that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And, you know, they're not saying, it's weird. I've read a couple of stories about her, and they're, of course, rehashing the whole thing, that she was a public affairs person at the Pentagon, and that's where Lewinsky worked. After being a White House intern, they became friends, and then Tripp made these conversations, you know, taped these conversations with Lewinsky, who told her she had an affair with Clinton, and she had like 20 hours of tapes. And she turned them over to Ken Starr, who was the prosecutor, if you remember, the independent prosecutor, who investigated the Prez, and then that whole investigation led to the impeachment. But they didn't say what she died of, like nowhere. So it's your mind automatically thinks, well, I don't know, is it that COVID-19? is it something else? And for a while, she certainly was well known because of bringing the president down, because she definitely did. All right, how about this? This one is from Jake. He emails us all the time. And Jake says, wow, I look around at the landscape of my buddies, some of them with degrees, some without. It doesn't really matter. They're my friends. But one commonality now is many of them are without jobs. Have you seen what's been happening with the jobless rate, Kate? Do you think it gets worse? And do you think some of these jobs that are shed, will they all, are they furloughed, or will some people not come back, or what do you think happens? I wish I had this giant crystal ball where I could plug in a person's name and tell you that. Well, it depends. If they use the term furlough, that's different than your doubt, right? But because some businesses know they can't pop back into it, they're not going to be able to rehire a bunch of people. So it is a wild ride. I mean, who knows in some of these cases. Especially, think of restaurant workers, think of movie theaters, think of clothing retail got smashed, think of airlines, think of hotels, and when everything starts to get back up, it's not going to just wham, bam, smash into these staggering big numbers. So you had 17 million, I think it's even higher, but 17 million or so Americans that officially have sought unemployment benefits. I think I said this the other day, that it could be up to 30 million by the time it's all said and done, but that's higher. That's like shattering records from the recession of 1982. So you do have some laid off workers who don't qualify for unemployment benefits or get, you know, tiny payments. And it depends. Like, you know, if somebody is a part-time teacher, or they are a part-time restaurant server, they would fall into that category, because how many hours do they work? 20, 25 hours, you know, a week, and then what do they get in unemployment? It's not going to be much. If it's 20, 25 hours a week and you're in those jobs that I was typically saying there, it could be like 100, maybe 125 bucks or so. So then what's going to happen is, I think because of having to get a job, you're going to have people that will probably try to get jobs at Costco or Target if they can swing it, because they're hiring people and they need people on the so-called front lines in a different way, and they're paying them better than what the average wage initially would be at any of those places. But we're all in this boat, and we're paddling in different directions, and we're paddling for survival. But I think almost all of us in some way have been affected by this, whether it's at a truly large level or just a little bit, whether it's 401k, college funds, something else that makes the list. You know, obviously the loss of life is number one. There's no question about that. All right, let's take in another one here. How about this? This one is from the Mac. So the Maxter says, yo, Delaney, this time around, how about this lending program thing? How much money is going to be doled out in all? Well, supposedly it's $2.3 trillion in loans, if that's what you're talking about, for businesses, etc. And then, of course, states, and if you took the whole Main Street lending program, what that would offer. It's... people need it. The payroll protection plan, that may help a lot of people. It depends. See, it's maneuvering and figuring out what works in your situation. I hope it works for some people. I hope people listening to this, if you need it, you got it, and you applied and you get it, that's for sure. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about, speaking of needing it, what about when you need some PPE? That is like being comped, what comps were in Vegas. People on the front lines need it desperately. Allison Gilbert joins us. She's the president of CoverTech out of Southlake, Texas, and that's exactly what they are doing. They're all about wellness and safety at work. She'll meet us on the flip side.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we keep hearing the cries for we need more and what's happening, the shortages, hospitals, etc. So imagine you're a company and you're producing that and you're in the industry. And we've got one of those people with us. My pal Allison Gilbert joins us. She's the president of CoverTech, and that's in Texas. CoverTech is in South Lake, Texas. And this is a company that is about wellness and safety at work. Think drug testing. Think some of those health fairs. Think immunization. So there you are, really right in the thick of it. Allison, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate.
So on a normal day, what would your company be doing?
Well, this is spring, and it's health fair season. So normally during this time, we are going into our corporate clients and screening their employees. We do, you know, blood pressure checks, biometrics, carotid artery screenings for signs of stroke, thyroid. We're doing some wellness and preventative medicine normally during this time.
All right, so because of what's happened, what started to happen with you? Was your phone ringing off the hook for, all right, we got to switch gears here?
Well, it really started about 6 weeks ago when one of my larger clients couldn't find some PPE, and they reached out to me to see if I could tap into some of my medical supply sources, and everyone was on a, you know, 3-week lead time if they could get anything, and what they could get was just not enough. The volume was not enough. And so this was already started because China, you know, was in the thick of the COVID-19, so all the supplies coming out of China had stopped. They were keeping them for themselves, or they were just not producing them. And so really it started about 6 weeks ago. And then about 3 weeks ago, I got some information, and some of my sources had some supplies available. And then one client caught on, and the next client caught on. And then word gets out, and I'm not necessarily promoting, you know, the supplies that I can get. But through your clients, they talk. And when you help one, the others want help too. And so we're really, really excited and fortunate to be able to leverage some of our medical suppliers and some of our connections, and to be able to help secure some large volume of supplies. Now, if we can just get them from China, get them here, you know, everybody's still waiting for the most part.
Wow. So using those sources and then playing that game with China to get them over to the United States. And you're talking about, when you say clients, I mean clients in what kind of businesses? And medical related, obviously, right? Hospitals, et cetera?
Some hospitals, some urgent care, some city governments, county governments, critical infrastructure, electric companies, construction. You know, the construction is still going on. The electricity still has to be delivered. And so all of those critical infrastructure essential personnel are still out on the job, but they're practicing the social distancing. They're wearing the masks when they can find them. They're gloving up. They're, you know, so they're trying to find the hand sanitizer, the disinfectant spray, everything that we are all looking for and buying out of the retail stores, they need to. And so that's really what we're trying to help. Police departments, fire departments, just any city government, anybody that's on the front lines still. And a lot of the American supplies, the American-made supplies, factories, they're either, you know, they're ramping up, but they don't have enough, and what they do have is going to healthcare, as it should be. And so everybody else is kind of fending for themselves and trying to come up with solutions to the problem to keep themselves safe and their families safe when they go home. And so that's who we're trying to help. We're trying to help anybody that we can, but we're really, most of our clients are that critical infrastructure to keep the power on and keep the internet moving and keep our roads safe and things like that.
So for you, this is about now logistics, right? You make the calls, you use the connections, you're hearing from so many people, like you said, word of mouth spreads, and you're trying to get all of that to them, and you're talking about mass volume, so it's just keeping up with that and reaching out and then seeing it go from point A to B, right, and feeling good about it.
Yeah, you know, we're working with some great suppliers, working with Botanic Industries, and they are really, Brett and Chuck, I got to give them a shout out. You know, they're working night and day, because when it's our day, of course, it's night in China. So not only are they working during the day to try to take care of us, but they're working at night to get the information from China. And so, you know, we're working with them. They're sourcing, they're supplying, they're providing the logistics team, and everybody needs everything yesterday. Really not even yesterday, but last week. And so, you know, China, I've heard that China passed a law about a few days ago that's such a great thing, because it's requiring all FDA products, which is the only thing that we're supplying, FDA-approved products, anything coming out of China has to be rechecked before it gets shipped, because there's so much fraud and counterfeit and so much reluctance to buy anything that you're not comfortable with, right? If it doesn't come from Amazon, we're not comfortable. So it's slowing everything down. It's a great protection, but it's slowing everything down. And so they're really trying to work through those hoops, go through the hoops and get everything out. out of the country and into ours.
Yeah, and that's tough because we are all watching the numbers of what's going on with how many people are getting COVID-19. Like you say, the essential workers, who's keeping that internet going, et cetera, the frontline people, and then seeing, yes, here's the amount of people recovering, but here's the amount going up, especially in some big areas like Detroit and Michigan, obviously New York City and what's happened there, but really across the country. So for you, that's got to, I mean, anyone connected with this, they have to be concerned. That's why your pals, and hats off to them, working day and night, because they want to see this get to the frontline people, right?
Absolutely. You know, and they've got clients, just, you know, everybody in the country, at the very least, and most likely in the world, are waiting on masks and gloves and cleaners and, you know, everything. And so they're getting it from all directions, certainly. But, you know, we're working on bulk orders. We're compiling small orders together of all of our small, you know, smaller clients, being people who just need 1,000 masks. You know, some of these hospital systems are ordering several hundred thousand. And so, you know, putting those smaller clients together so that they're not slip through the cracks on, well, you only need 50 masks. Well, yes, but we're a police department. We need them. And so that's really what we're trying to do, is combine everybody together into a bulk order so that we can get the best pricing, we can have the best leverage, and get the stuff here so we can protect all of our customers, all of our frontline, not just the healthcare, but everybody.
So, Allison, you thought it was just going to be a sleepy, typical healthcare kind of spring.
Well, this is going to be a nice little spring break and get to enjoy some time with my little one. And, you know, but no, it's been day and night, into the evening, weekends, trying to have some work-life balance with my family. But, you know, we're in a crisis, and it's temporary, and everyone understands that. And so the hard work that goes into it is just help that you can give, and that's what's important, is protecting everyone. I've heard from some healthcare professionals that this next 3 weeks is critical. It'll either skyrocket or it'll drop off, and so it's really important that we, you know, follow the CDC guidelines and OSHA and really try to do our best. I'm no expert on the infectious disease, so please don't listen to me there, but follow the CDC, but what I'm hearing is that the next 3 weeks are really critical. And so, you know, with the warmer weather, I don't know, in Texas it's at least 93 degrees, you know, yeah, yesterday. And so hopefully that will help some of this too. But, you know, we want to be safe. We want to be healthy. We want to make everybody healthy.
And Allison, for you, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. You mentioned your little one. How's your family doing in your part of Texas, in South Lake, Texas?
You know, I hate to even say it out loud, but so far so good. I'll just leave it at that. You know, you don't want to say it too loud,
yeah,
and let anyone hear you, but everyone's healthy, and we're so blessed and lucky that everyone is either still working or doesn't need to work or retired and, you know, can protect themselves. And so everyone is good. Everyone is safe and healthy and eating and enjoying some kind of family time, you know, when you over the FaceTime and sidewalk to front door visits, but nothing too close. We're obeying the social distancing.
Yep, I love that. All right, Allison Gilbert, thanks for sharing what's going on with you and what you're doing, president of CoverTech in Texas, as I mentioned, and what they're doing for so many people that are so critical to the front lines. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Kate.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.